All right, we are joined by members of our race-winning team. The number 9 Liberty University Chevrolet, we have car owner Dale Earnhardt Jr. and crew chief David Ellens. Dale, you have 3 cars in the championship 4, pretty good for junior motorsports this year. Why don't you just talk about what that means for the team?
Well, you know, we're really nervous. So somebody asked me if I was excited, and I'm like, you know, we haven't won yet. We're still, you know, we got to get to the track, see what kind of speed we have, see how the cars drive, get through the whole weekend up to the point to where we put the cars on the grid, and hopefully everything goes in our favor. We'll be prepared and ready to go, but we have a, you know, the RCR guys are going to give, you know, get their best car ready to go and give their team an opportunity to win. And you see how hard they're willing to race. Those last couple of laps, that was really exciting to see. So you know that they're you know, going to bring everything they can. So it's going to be a difficult challenge in Homestead. Considering how we ran there last year, though, I do have a good feeling about our cars being competitive and having the speed that we need to win a championship. And man, that's going to be an interesting race.
And Dave, from your perspective, bringing a rookie to the championship 4?
It's really exciting. You know, we set out this year and had the hopes to do this, and we were able to follow through with it and accomplish most of the goal. So we made it there, and, you know, hopefully we get to compete and win the championship next week. That's the goal.
All right. We'll open up to questions here. We'll start with Reed and then Jim and go to Bob.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Dale, when did you find out about the pit crew situation today, and how concerned did that make you going into the race?
I found out, I believe, from the way everybody finds out information from Bob, right? Wasn't it you that tweeted? Yes. So Bob, he's a source of information, and I freaked out when I heard it, but... You know, I'm not behind the scenes by any means. Working on our cup car all weekend and so forth. I get so comfortable with, you know, we got guys like Dave and you know, as a crew chief, you get so comfortable because they do such a good job, and you rarely ever have anything that crops up that's like, you know, what's going on? What are we going to do? So I was real surprised by that news. But I was assured that we had people here that could get in there and do the job. And to be honest with you, they did. I mean, give those guys a lot of credit. We had some issues on pit road, but I don't think that many of them, if any, were you know, anything to do with the guys that stepped up and stepped in the roles today that they had to fill. So, you know, that those guys deserve a lot of credit for jumping in at an opportune time and making the best of it and helping us get through this afternoon. And I'm also equally glad that our guys that had to land in Arkansas are all, you know, all safe, and we'll see them next weekend. And actually, you know, we're gonna work with them tomorrow on the Cup side, but they'll have the opportunity to help us try to win the championship next weekend.
Before we continue with the questions, we are now joined by our race-winning driver, William Byron, who is a member of the Championship 4 and will be contending for the championship in Miami next week. William, why don't you just take us through those last couple of restarts there?
Yeah, it was, you know, we had a good car in practice, especially found some good things this previous week that Dave and I had worked out and felt like we could apply to this weekend. So we knew we had a good thing coming here. So we just kind of tuned on it and really just the second to last run of the race, it took off on the long run and got to third, and then we got the 2 tires on it and we were able to stay up there. So I felt like clean air was pretty important. The 20 and the 22 and us were really similar. And then we would kind of, whoever was in third would lose distance with the front two after probably 20, 30 laps. And we just had to kind of adjust on it and make sure we got it right for the last pit stop. And the guys on the pit crew did an awesome job to step in, you know, cold turkey like that, you know, not knowing that you're going to do it this morning, and then showing up and pitting the car, you know, in the playoffs is pretty insane. So that's really good. So great call by Dave, and thanks to everyone.
All right, we'll continue with our questions. We'll go to Jim, Bob, and then Wolfgang.
Jim Hunter, motorsport.com. For Dave, just kind of your thoughts about when you heard the news this morning And with the race being decided by a gutsy pit call at the end, had to the experience that you had with the crew during the race, did you have any second thoughts about your decision at the end of the race?
To start out with the pit crew news, you know, when we found out this morning, the hope is that, you know, our normal guys are going to get here. And it wasn't until, you know, probably about qualifying that we knew that our normal guys aren't showing up. So then you're starting to figure out, we already had a plan in place for some of the Hendrick developmental guys and then trying to put the best players together. You know, and Hendrick has a lot of depth in their pit crew, so we had a lot of options to choose from. And we had a lot of confidence in the guys we had going into it. Unfortunately, we had some issues with the car where we couldn't get the left side of the car up, and that actually hurt us at the start, the first two stops. That hurt us a little bit. So it made our final call pretty easy because we couldn't jack the left side of the car up. So we put right side tires on it just to keep the track position.
We'll go to Bob and then Wolfgang and Sam.
I'm Bob Hocker, ESPN. Dale, why not bring these guys in on Friday?
Oh, man, you know, I don't really have anything to do with all that. I just sort of I get to come to the media center when we win. But, you know, we're lucky to be able to have, honestly, I mean, we're really lucky and fortunate to be able to work, you know, have the caliber of pit crews that we have. They give us the opportunity every weekend to win. And I know that's kind of the boring answer, but that's the truth of it. So we're kind of thankful to even have those guys that are working on Sunday to have that caliber team on Saturday. And it's a great relationship between Hendrick and us to be able to do that, you know. So, but it's probably an expense issue as far as hotel rooms and so forth. And we have, you know, there's planes that fly up here that are on a schedule that don't abide by our schedule. We have to abide by theirs. So we take the opportunity to get here, or they take the opportunity to get here when they can. So we can't control concierge and those people. You know, we sort of take the opportunity when we can to get there.
We'll go to Wolfgang and then up front to Chris.
Question to William. First of all, congratulations. I hope the question is not too personal. Last week in Texas, I bumped into my old friend Max Pappas, who's also here, and he told me he's coaching you. Can you tell me in more details how this cooperation came up? Because he was a very, very popular open-wheel driver back in Europe before he moved to America, and that was very impressive and to know for me that he's coaching you. Can you give some more details how is the cooperation working at the race weekend?
Yeah, so Max and I, you know, a lot of people know Max makes all the wheels for really the whole field out here. So, you know, we met probably 4 years ago, and I was just starting out in the K&N series, and, you know, we went up there, we're getting a few wheels, and we wanted to talk to each other, and I knew he had done some things in the past with some coaching and also just his background on the driving side, and we just hit it off, and we've really been training and doing things, you know, during the week and for the last few years, really, and working towards what we need to do better, what I can do better. We kind of look back at the races, stuff like that, so it just kind of gives me a second opinion on what I'm doing, and it's just working out really well, so can't thank him enough for being here and really helping me out and being kind of another eye for me to see what I'm doing.
Chris.com.
William, were you surprised you were able to hold off Eric Jones and Ryan Blaney knowing how dominant they were in the first two stages?
Yeah, I mean, I think our car was definitely really good on the short run. You know, our long run speed, I think, was just about me not building the air pressure. You know, I felt like the last long run, I found a little bit to keep the right front under us. And then after that, I just kind of went into what we did in practice and kind of drove it like I was in practice with the short run speed we had. We really had a lot for 15 laps, so it was perfect for us. And, you know, I really felt like we were just as good as them, and we just needed the track position.
Go to the back. Follow.
I mean, Dale, what does it mean to have Chevrolet all in the top four going to Homestead?
I can tell you that it means a lot to us to even have, you know, that Hendrick's in, and it's a Chevrolet, all four Chevrolets. When I was talking to Algar and Elliot, that's one thing that they said. So it's awesome that we got all Chevrolets in this thing. So I've grown up in a Chevrolet family. It's as important, you know, to me that Chevrolet has success as it is that we have success. So, you know, that's you kind of become part of their family, and there's a lot of passion behind their, you know, trying to get them to victory lane, and so that's important to us, and hopefully we can be the ones that get them that championship next weekend. But they got to be excited knowing that regardless of who wins it, they'll be able to be up there on stage accepting the trophy. Yep.
Is this on? John Haverland with ESPN Albuquerque. I'm glad Wolfgang brought up that question about you and Max's relationship, because I was wondering if he's going to help you as you move to the Cup Series next year. Is he going to have a role with you at Hendrick Motorsports as well?
I think definitely during the week with me, you know, really he's always coached me. So I think it's more what I can do better, not what the team, you know, we just leave that. That's my job to communicate with the team. So, you know, I have a direct communication with Dave and all the guys. And then if I have questions in my head about what I'm doing or what I'm asking for in the car, then I go to him on the side. So that's kind of how it's worked for us. And like I said, you need those kind of people. You know, I watch a lot of their sports, and some of the guys have different people that they want advising them, and just a second opinion, second eye. So that's what I use them for.
We'll go to Jim and then Sam.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. William, before the start of the playoffs, you were recalling the gut punch you felt here a year ago. How much different does today feel?
Yeah, last year sucked. that was terrible. So we had great trucks last year. Rudy did an awesome job, and that team had been together for a few years and just kept building. And, you know, just like you're seeing this year with Christopher. So, you know, for us, we were racing hard, didn't really expect to have an issue like that, and it happened, and we didn't get our shot to get to Homestead. So this year, we made sure that didn't happen, and we executed well. We had a lot of adversity. I feel like through the playoffs, we've had, you know, just different things, weird things happen, and we've been able to rebound from those. And if they're not before the, or if they're before the race, or they're not affecting our finish, it's okay. And we've been able to get a good finish, and that's what matters next week. So we're just gonna make sure we execute next week, and we know we can win, and we know we can go out there and compete hard.
Go to Sam and then Bob.
Sam Brennan, Arizona State University, Blaze Radio. Next time you're going to be racing here, you'll be in a Cup car. How does that kind of carry over your thinking of taking on the track, and how does that affect your expectations at Phoenix, getting a win here?
Yeah, I don't know. That's next year. There's a lot that's going to change, and a lot that I've got to learn. So I'll just prepare for that when I can, but you know, Phoenix has historically been good for me. I feel like I always can find speed. I just need to figure out the long runs during the daytime a little bit. But, you know, it's coming over time. And, you know, the guys brought a great race car, and I kind of know now what I need here. So just got to carry that over to the other racetracks, get that feel. Like I came here in the truck the first time. That was my first ever start, and I really made a lot of notes then. So I need to just make sure to do that at every racetrack.
We're going to wrap up with Bob.
Bob Pockrass, ESPN. William, does it matter that you won the truck race at Homestead last year? As far as going into this week, next week.
I mean, it's good. I mean, it's good confidence going there. You know, I think it's worrisome for everybody else maybe, but I don't know. We'll see. We just got to go there and do our job and see what we can do. I feel like we used a couple races this year where we had mechanical issues to run against the wall and learn that, and I think that's going to give us a good one-up to at least start practice in the race. So we'll just see what we have when we get there.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. Congratulations. We'll see you in Miami.